out here freezing our playoffs off. Semi-live from Studio A, this is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
How you doing?
Meh.
Yeah, how was your sports Monday?
Jeez.
Hey, how was your weekend? Yeah.
It was good Sunday, and then last night happened, and then I went, I'm accursed.
You sound like
it was horrible.
Man.
You know, do you want to jump right into that?
I was going to tell you, mine kind of went. Saturday was a fun football day. It was fun watching just the AFC play.
Yeah.
And then Sunday rolled around, and I watched the Packers just get uffed all over the place, just throttled from beginning to end, kind of a fumble to just bunch of picks to terribly. And then I kind of perked up a little bit when I watched the same thing happen to the Vikings on Monday.
Horrible. Last night.
Yeah, so we're doing a Tuesday.
Yeah, we're doing a Tuesday because that's the way it is right now at this point. So
you can hear that it's fresh. The wounds, the memories of the weekend are fresh.
Less than 24 hours ago.
Woof. Yeah. I know. I was talking to you off the air. You said you didn't. So the answer is yes. We are going to dive right in. Let's cut. You know, first cut is the deepest.
All right.
It was the Vikings getting beat up pretty good. Kind of surprised me. That one was a surprise. As much as I was pretty sure they weren't going to win going into the week, the way they lost was pretty decisive.
And it wasn't all Darnold. It was the offensive line. A lot of the offensive, Darnold got sacked a record of 9 times.
Was that it? Felt like about 42.
Yeah, it was 9.
It felt like every time he dropped back, something bad was happening.
Yeah, he was under pressure. I mean, he was holding the ball too long. I mean, he looked like Sam Darnold from the Jets.
And is that a product of not just Sam Darnold? Is that also the system? Because it happened with the quarterback carousel last year. It happened with Kirk Cousins for a couple of years.
Yeah, it doesn't normally happen when a quarterback helps you win 14 games
and
for a year.
You got to be decisive. Yeah, you got to be quick about your.
I think. I mean, it was
Sam Darnold is no Kirk Cousins, is what you're saying. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. You got a O'Connell got outcoached.
It looked it. Yeah.
When you lose in the regular season, we lost to the Detroit Lions twice and the Rams.
Correct.
In the same order, we lost to the Rams in the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, I didn't want to,
That was a tough matchup. That loss to Detroit to end the season was huge. That was the loss. That really was the end of the playoffs, essentially, for the Vikings. I mean, that was a one and done. If they would have won that, they'd been sitting where Detroit is sitting, just waiting for one of these teams to show up and play at Detroit. Instead, they traveled to Arizona, the Rams beat them the same way that the Rams beat them the first time around.
Not as bad, though.
No.
It was a closer game.
Sure, first time.
So, I don't know. Sam looked really like the bright lights. I mean, at that point, if you take a Jane Daniels any day of the week.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Now, you wouldn't take Jordan Love, but most of every other quarterback.
Wouldn't. So, I mean, it was we got out-coached, the offensive line, which we've always had. I mean, it was okay, but we didn't have some of our starters again.
Yep.
And then Darnold looked like he was running for his life.
Correct.
And he's not good under pressure, apparently.
He's not a guy who should run. He doesn't look great running as a quarterback. Nope.
Should have threw Daniel Jones in there at that point.
Anybody. Yeah, should have just run the Wildcat. Just
so,
run the ball.
I mean, the plus was we won 14 games this season, which was way more than a lot of people thought we would.
At the beginning of the season, the Vikings were forecast to win like
seven.
Seven or eight. And they went from that to Kevin O'Connell, shortlist coach of the year, Sam Darnold, the clear comeback player of the year, if that's an award that you can win just based on...
He wasn't eligible for it.
Being bad, because he was just bad, and then he went to being good.
Yeah.
He wasn't hurt, something like that. All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
But Pro Bowler Sam Darnold.
I mean, we've got a great coach.
Yeah, the foundation is there.
Everything's there. He's young. It's his third season coaching, head coaching,
Sure.
He's
had three really, really good years of coaching, by the way.
He's... And if there's only two coaches in the rest of the NFL that can out-coach you, you're doing a pretty good job.
Sure.
And he'll learn from it, with a younger coach. I mean, you learn from it. And
sure.
You'll be, I see them. What the last two games did, it solidified what Sam Darnold's going to be in the offseason.
Yep.
He's not going to be signed.
The Vikings offer him a one-year franchise deal.
No.
Get $30 million. Nope. I looked up the franchise tag. You're in that
30 to 35.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're about $34 million to get yourself a starting quarterback on a one-year deal. I mean, if you have the room, you probably don't have the room if you're the Vikings.
Because we've got to sign some other
offensive linemen. You got to find yourself some linemen in there that are real deal. If you have to sign them in free agency
and pay them,
correct.
Pay them.
Yep, now's your chance.
Yeah, because what'll happen? We got honestly with Daniel Jones,
JJ McCarthy next year. For anybody not in the loop, is going to be your starting quarterback next year. At least compete for it next year.
Yep.
Because he's going to make, and I looked up, he's right around $6 million next year.
Perfect.
Everything above the list of about $20 million is what you got to pay for a starting quarterback who's legitimate. And that $15 million is the difference between one or two key things that you need that you can't draft,
right,
that you can't develop. You got to pay to get. So the Vikings have some things like a number one wide receiver that you don't have
to pay. I think they'll draft a running back.
Correct. Aaron Jones looked good, but not great.
Cam Akers looked all right, too.
Correct.
You know, but not. I mean, Jones was top 10.
I mean, they come from a system, it's the same as the similar to the Packers, where they're not real, like, in need of ever of a running back.
No.
But if one's there, and I've been looking at some mock drafts, there is a running back that you could get at the bottom of that first round.
Possibly.
That you could get. But, you know, like you said, if you can find a legit lineman that you can be as a first round, I know as a Vikings, you've seen a ton of first round draft picks from the offensive line over the years. Some of them good, some of them meh.
Dude, we did pretty good.
Yeah, for the most part, you hit on first-round picks, but it's always you have to fix it immediately with a rookie in there, because if you have a rookie who gets who's running for his life, generally he's not going to be successful.
JJ is also way more athletic than Sam Darnold.
Also, as you were saying, the only other quarterback on your roster worth much is going to be Daniel Jones, who was fired three quarters of the way through the season by the Giants. So,
which is not saying much.
No, a lot of players would be happy to get paid like he did and also not have to go and play for the Giants.
Yeah,
that's not a bad deal.
So I think it's good to be positive about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think the offseason will be good. I think they won't sign Darnold. They'll say, hey, thanks for the cool season.
Sure.
You know, too bad you didn't make it any farther, but we're going to let you just go and explore free agency and see what you can get out there. So good luck, son.
I mean, Sam Darnold made himself a nice 50. I mean, 2 years, if you're going to make what – he's not going to make what, say, Kirk Cousins made
if
last
he
year.
Yeah, yeah. No.
He's not going to make Russell Wilson money. He's not going to make Deshaun Watson money.
Deshaun Watson.
You know, but he's going to make $30 million from somebody next
25
year.
25 or 30.
Yeah. And good, because, you know, he's a former – USC quarterback, third or fourth overall pick, he's supposed to have a pretty good arm.
I'm going to say what some teams
he's an upgrade. Yeah, he's an upgrade over
Cleveland.
Yes.
Can they afford it though?
No, they cannot.
The Raiders.
Yes. Yeah. Go. If somebody's going to pay him, the Raiders would. The Raiders will pay anybody to be a quarterback.
Giants.
Yeah. Of course. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Brian Daboll, the head coach of the Giants, needs to hit a quarterback immediately, or he's going to get fired by halfway through the season.
They'll probably pick one up in the draft, but
he's a guy who could be fired halfway.
But they still need a bridge.
Yeah,
Drew Locke's really not a bridge.
No, he played good in one game this year.
Yeah, what other teams need a quarterback? Patriots don't. They got theirs. Broncos got theirs.
Yeah, Seahawks could use one.
Yeah, I was thinking Seahawks.
There's a couple. I mean, but yeah, there's not right off the bat teams that need Jacksonville, but they have Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence is paid like a top-end quarterback.
He's shown in the last 2 years.
No, but that's why Cleveland also can't get a quarterback. You're paying one, whether he's good or not.
I mean, the ones we normally would say would be Washington and...
Right, yeah.
Jets need one.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I forget about the Jets. When they're not trading for Packers quarterbacks, I forget about them.
Kirk Cousins, probably.
Ugh. Yeah. Yeah, the list of free agent quarterbacks, not great. That's why Sam Darnold really did make himself a ton of money in the season. And so if you were going to grade, because hopefully this will be the last time we have to talk about the Minnesota Vikings for at least...
Until the draft.
Until the draft 3 months from now, yes. What is their grade out of the A-plus? A-plus is winning the Super... No, yeah. A-plus isn't even winning the Super Bowl, because that's an A-plus-plus, right?
NFC.
Okay. So
A-plus would be the NFC championship probably game.
So it's an A-season.
So two more games.
So they would. That's an at least an A minus season.
A out of A plus that, would right? be the Super Bowl. A minus would be getting to the championship.
Yeah. So yeah, they had an A season. No doubt
so
about
B minus?
It. Not B minus. Really? They won 13 games.
They do nothing in the playoffs.
Oh, they did zero in the playoffs. That's what you thought was going to happen? Is they were going to win the playoffs?
At least one game. One game. One game. Don't even laugh. You can't.
You can't.
Really?
If I don't laugh, I got to cry. Right. I'm just going to bring up the awful, awful stats from that terrible, terrible game that hopefully all of us got the chance to watch on Sunday
afternoon.
Oh,
the Packers?
Yeah.
You know what the difference is between what your Packers didn't do and my Vikings didn't do?
What do you got?
Nothing other than the franchise.
Thank you. Yeah.
Other than your franchise quarterback is being paid a lot of money.
I mean, yeah. But it feels just the same, right? Like, if you have your franchise quarterback and you lose in the first round of the playoffs—
We don't have a franchise quarterback yet, though.
No. Well, I mean, yes, that's the thing. Is next year, you're going to be going in. You're in the same boat next year as a Vikings fan, at least.
But he's on a rookie contract. Now,
at least as a Packers fan, the quarterback situation is locked up. Not because he's
lucky
very—
Lucky you.
Yeah, not
lucky
because
you?
He's super, super good, but it's because they took him. And they paid him. They paid Jordan Love like he was Patrick Mahomes, and he plays like, I don't know. A lesser Patrick.
The defense
plays like Dan Patrick. I'm not really sure.
Your Packers defense really looked good, though.
They did.
I mean, against Philadelphia, which is one of the higher scoring, but
the real problem. Let me tell you what the real problem is there, right?
Yep.
20 of 33 from Jordan Love is the problem.
How many interceptions?
14. Three.
Three. Oh,
yeah, three. Three.
You had three of them in that game.
He had three. Wow. Of course, he did. Because that's what I said, right? Like, this is how...
Is he trying too much? Is he trying to make too much of a big play?
It's that. Because I watched one of those. I was at work. Fortunately, I didn't have to stare at the TV and watch angrily. I would hear a highlight. I was watching, had a TV on at work, but was watching, and I would, I looked up to hear, saw the terrible throw. He threw it at the linebacker's hands. And the linebacker, surprise, surprise, caught it with his hands, and that was it. It was awful. It was just and you watched, it was a terrible decision. You watched a tight end stumble and fall. Jordan Love threw to the area that the tight end would have been if he wouldn't have stumbled and fallen, but that area was still, there was a linebacker for the other team standing there. So he saw a flash of a jersey and threw it at it, and
you think he's just not processing things, the information,
asked to do. Yes, because he's asked to make the hero throw every once in a while. Aaron Rodgers could do those throws. That was why...
Used to be.
That's why you could win an MVP under the Matt LaFleur system. That's where this is what we could turn him into. But as soon as Aaron Rodgers wasn't able to make those super throws, he became a liability.
Sure.
And Jordan Love at, 66, making two-thirds of your receptions and three picks ain't going to do it. Like, that's a liability, because if you're doing that, it doesn't matter that Josh Jacobs can get you 80 yards on the ground and get you none of that matters.
I mean, that defense held Philadelphia pretty well.
They did.
I mean, considering, one of the number one rusher and,
It's not always flashy having a good defense. It doesn't always show, because you've seen great defenses, like the Giants defense way back, or the Ravens, where they're getting five sacks a game, or they're intercepted.
98 Vikings.
Everybody, those teams are. You remember that team? Mm. It feels about the same, right? It felt terrible. No, that one was worse. That one was worse. We can't even talk about that game or the end of that season. We can't do it. We'll have to start over. We're 20 minutes in.
Hold on. I will do.
Yeah.
Nope. You can't. See, that's the great thing about being the producer. I could just hit mute, and the guy just can't. You can't hear him talking. Mm,
that does sound better sometimes, don't it? Ugh. But that's the thing, is it feels just exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, the Packers watching that game. Did you watch any of that?
No.
Every wide receiver got hurt. It felt like Jalen Reed was out for a while.
Yep.
Romeo Dobbs was out.
Of course, Watson was already out.
Dontarian Wicks got hurt. By the end of the game, I'm pretty sure it was Sterling Sharp, Robert Brooks, and the guy selling hot dogs were the three receivers.
Right.
It was not winnable.
So
it wasn't. They lost. They lost 22-10.
So what needs to happen this offseason for the Packers?
I was against needing a number one wide receiver. I thought there were so many other needs that that team needs.
Yeah.
Like, oh, get me a corner. Please get me a cornerback that can appear in 17 games. I don't even care if he's good. Draft me up. You need a number one wide receiver. You need, I mean, you saw what a number one wide receiver does for every other number one wide receiver.
For my team.
The Lions. Same deal. St. Brown is a number one wide receiver.
Yep.
He allows that whole offense to function.
Because, like, for Minnesota, last night, Justin was double teamed.
Justin, they great players, just like in the NBA, great players, great wide receivers draw attention. They draw defenses over there. You have to account for.
Because if you go one-on-one with Justin Jefferson, you're going to lose.
And honestly, it doesn't matter if your number one wide receiver can be like LaDainian Tomlinson back in the day, or you can be a tight end that catches 100, Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
Catch 100 balls as a tight, doesn't matter. You need one of those guys. That is what you need.
Except unless you're the Chiefs.
And you beyond can... all things, Travis Kelce. He is their number one wide receiver. You need somebody that you can reliably throw the ball to 120 times a year, 10 times a game, whatever it takes, and know that he's going to be that guy.
So wide receiver one.
Yep. Defensively, you don't need to do anything that a normal draft free agency cycle doesn't do, right? Like, you're going to lose, hopefully, Jair Alexander. You're going to lose Eric Stokes because he's also on the roster.
Yep.
There was talk, Keyshawn Nixon, who had the fumble to open up the game, which, by the way, was a fumble. I don't care if it was kind of a fumble. Maybe it wasn't. It was a fumble. He said that he is no longer a return man, which, fine. The new return rules don't really need a return guy. You just need a guy who's not going to fumble.
Right.
He's your number one cornerback next year. Him and a seventh-round pick from last year, you can't do that.
Right.
So those are your two needs. You need speed on the outside, not just because divisionally there's speed in the division. You need it because it's lacking on that roster.
Sure.
You don't have Tucker Kraft is not your number one wide receiver. Jalen Reed is not your number one wide receiver. Whoever is the corner is not your number. You need that because that's all you really, really need. You're not going to change quarterback, running back.
Do you need to fix that quarterback?
How do you fix? How do you fix offensive coordinator? I'm not sure who their offensive coordinator is. Tom Clements, their wide receiver quarterback coach, retired.
Yeah.
A longtime quarterback coach in the league. Matt LaFleur maybe has to figure out an offense that doesn't put his quarterback, because that quarterback's not going anywhere. You can't assume, much like you had Favre for 20 – quarterbacks don't really generally change from what they are, say, year 5 and 6.
They are who they are.
I mean,
for the most part.
If you name a top 10 quarterback, it's because they are good at those things that they are a top 10 quarterback, not because they all of a sudden can do this thing.
Except in my case with the Vikings, because Darnold's top 10. And Darnold's top 10 for a while.
I think he played that. I think every quarterback who's played for the Vikings has been a top 10 statistical quarterback. Yeah. It's a good system. Yeah. Much like the Matt LaFleur system is good on quarterbacks. Like, it does allow you, but you're seeing a lot of stuff where play action is leading to interceptions. Play action is supposed to lead to wide open.
Easy. It's just like,
yes. You're supposed to see play action leading to 5 and 6 yard throws that result in 17 yard gains. You're supposed to see a wide receiver who's not injured on the sidelines sprinting down the field open in a one-on-one because you're running the ball effectively. What you're seeing from the Packers is play action leading to just throwing it at defenders' hands. It's the NFL. Matt LaFleur's a great coach. You'll see some tweak. You can't go into the year throwing 32 touchdowns and 22 interceptions.
Right.
You can't win a division. I mean,
not this division anymore.
You're going to have him for the next 4 years at least, you know, like, and also, it's not just 4 years, because nobody gets rid of a 28-year-old franchise quarterback in the league anymore.
Really nice trade for him.
And who's going to want lots of teams want a B-plus quarterback. There's a lot of teams that we could list, because we were running through that too. Is like, who are the quarterbacks
who would take Jordan Love over Darnold?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Assuming they're paid. You mean all things, like, even including how much they get paid?
No,
or are you just saying
just
on the field?
Just face value for what it is right now?
Yeah. Jordan Love would have had a Sam Darnold type year for the Vikings. And I believe Sam Darnold would have had a Jordan Love type year for the. Yes. They're not that dissimilar of a quarterback.
Right.
Like,
they're,
if you ranked them, they're not rated. Like, I wouldn't put. Yeah. No, they're the same. They're the same quarterback for me. So, yeah, if you're the Packers, Also, if you're the Packers, you're just looking to win two more games. If you run through, their big problem was losing to
Minnesota and Detroit.
Yeah, at Philly. That was it. They lost a very similar path that the line that. But you Minnesota. Have to be able to beat one. You have to split with those teams. You can't.
I mean, let's be real. The fact that our division had two 14-win teams.
It's a fluke. That's the first time that's ever happened. There's a reason that last game with Detroit
meant so much.
Meant so much because that was the first time in the history of the league that amount of that's not going to happen. But then again,
it could.
Why wouldn't it? Because all of those teams should. The only team that I could see, and of course I said this last year, the only team that I could see down a turn next year would be the Vikings, right? Because they're the only team that's changing out of those three. They're going to have a different quarterback. They're going to have a rookie quarterback, and he might be great, but he also might not be. I've seen lots of rookie quarterbacks. Remember, Patrick, like young quarterbacks aren't always good.
No, but he's got a year at least, and if they do the bridge quarterback thing and have him really just really in the game or in, you know, at practice, running through practice, not just there studying on an iPad.
See, I don't know. What you saw with Michael Penix really told me that teams – are really in a hurry to get that quarterback on the field because they want to find out. A couple of years ago, before Kyler Murray, Arizona Cardinals drafted a quarterback in the top 10, and then the next year drafted quarterback number
one. Is he even playing anymore?
Josh Rosen is not in the league anymore. No, he's not even in the XFL. He's not in any of the football leagues.
Is he farming someplace?
I would. Yeah, I mean, take your $30 million. You take your $10 million you made in 4 years and be very happy. But there's a quick turnover. It's like we got to capitalize on it because if we don't have a good young quarterback.
And you usually know that first year once he's on the field, you kind of go,
Josh Allen, I remember in his rookie year, didn't look great. He looked okay, but not great.
Patrick Mahomes is the same.
But I mean, Patrick Mahomes hit into a really nice spot because the Chiefs were in the AFC Championship the year before, and then the year after they were, Patrick Mahomes in Super Bowl bound. Andy Reid, turns out he knew what he was doing. He's a quarterback guy.
Yeah.
It comes down to you got to be drafted in the correct spot to get yourself – as a quarterback. So that's a hope. I mean,
you know, the only thing I'm concerned with my Vikings is what's the defense going to look like?
Flores gets himself a head coaching job, right?
I'm assuming
he's gotta.
But I like my defense. I really did over the season, but they gave up big plays, big passing plays. You know, we don't have.
They're still a.
They're very one of the. They're one of the oldest.
They need a number one. They need a cornerback too.
Because, well, I think Harrison Smith, this was his last year.
Should be.
Stephon Gilmore is right there.
He's in a one-year deal,
We got Byron Murphy, who's good, but he's
Pro Bowler. Yeah.
Yep.
He was their Pro Bowl representative out of that. They had a couple on defense, right?
Yep. Van Ginkle,
too. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, good.
But we need a secondary. That needs to be strengthened. But
interesting in the draft because the Vikings are drafting just a couple spots below the Packers.
Yep.
But they really do need... Except for the number one wide receiver. I don't know if you can draft that in this draft. Like, not every team can find Justin Jefferson at the 20th pick who becomes Justin Jefferson.
You
a lot of
the
times.
The Packers try to get Devontae back?
No, he's not a number one. He's not a number two. He's a guy on a roster at this point. You watched Jets are on TV a lot this year.
Yeah, but there's a Jets.
But
the Jets and the Raiders. I mean, really?
He doesn't want to play anywhere else. Let him stay away from the Packers. Yeah, and you. Anyway. Hey, Vikings could use him. Why not?
No, we don't. We don't
put him on that roster.
We don't need him.
No, you can't. If you, they need the same stuff. Speed.
But that's my concern: is defense. Obviously, offensive O line is going to be needed to be addressed.
Running back doesn't need because Aaron Jones will be around next year. He's on a 2-year
They'll sign
him
another. Yeah. So he'll be there, which is fine with me. I'm all right with that. He was hurt a little bit here and there, just like when he was with the Packers.
Yeah.
But when he's on the field, for the most part, he produced. So that's the least of our worries.
Yes. No, you need some cover. You need some speed.
So
guys.
I'm worried what's going to happen to that defense if Flores gets another job. So who's going to come in to take what he's got in there?
You'd like to think that a coach like that has some, like, a defensive backs coach on his roster, linebacker coach that is getting sort of, you know, coached up a little bit to do that because that scheme works.
I'm still worried about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as a Vikings fan, you should be in continual worry about that team because they aren't going to win a Super Bowl. That would be concerning. There's still that. We don't have enough time to go back.
There's that button again.
You got a show in, like, 20 minutes.
I will push this button.
Yeah, I know. That's a good button to push. That's a lot of power you have over there.
I know.
You look it. Yeah, anything else? That was it, because that's all I'm going to be able to talk about the Packers until
coaching jobs.
Draft. Yeah.
So, Mike Vrabel.
That That one doesn't excite me. Mike Vrabel got hired.
Which he should have been hired last year.
Correct. That one.
But I think there was some handshakes and, you know, in the back that gave Gerard Mayo
a
chance.
Real question about Gerard Mayo being the head coach for 1 year. And everybody else who was on the Patriots roster and staff for the glory years is coming back to coach. You're going to get Mike Vrabel as your head coach.
And Josh McDaniels probably is
Josh
your
McDaniels,
OC.
Josh McDaniels, your offensive coordinator. Who,
which worked there. I mean,
yeah, he gets it. They understand. I mean, it doesn't excite me. There's nothing. I didn't really think.
Belichick never excited anybody either, but look where he ended up.
I never was really that high on Vrabel as a coach for the Titans. Maybe it's because when you don't develop a quarterback,
it's tough.
It's automatically, yeah, you're automatically on the hot seat.
Yeah.
If you spend 5 years, and they did, I think Vrabel was a coach for, Mike Vrabel was a head coach for maybe 5 years.
He's a good coach, though.
They never had a good quarterback. They never made one happen. And if you're an NFL roster, if you're an NFL development general manager, if you're looking, you need a quarterback. So yeah, that's where a guy like Josh McDaniels or whoever the.
So do you want to talk about? So the Cowboys did not.
Mike McCarthy is out. Yeah, that one actually. That one makes me chuckle. That's a good one too. Yeah.
They didn't come to an agreement yesterday.
Ew.
So he's gone.
Nope. So your new head coach for the Cowboys could be me or you at this point. There's an opening in
Josh,
Big D.
Kellen Moore.
Their former offensive coordinator, but didn't he get fired from Dallas?
No,
he left. He didn't want to have Jerry Jones as his boss before.
Well, he just took a nice different job, I think.
I've said off the air, I think it's the best job that's available out there as a head coach.
We talked about this off air,
but it takes a real special coach to take that job, because if you were an established guy, you probably don't want that job because your GM is amongst the worst in professional sports. Your owner is pretty rock solid. He's a loyal owner, Jerry Jones.
Yeah, he's got.
But he
pockets.
Has hired the worst general manager in the history of football, Jerry Jones.
Yes.
And he is a lifetime contract with the ownership,
yeah.
Apparently. And that's a hard thing to, when you know more than your boss.
When it comes to GM,
it makes it. Yeah, yes. It makes it a tough experience,
yes,
to go to work. It makes it. Does it? Does it not?
One minute.
Makes it a dang, dude. It makes it a tough thing. So Mike McCarthy's out. So I'm pretty sure Deion Sanders is going to be your next head coach of Dallas.
He still won't
do it.
It just
feels like that's the guy.
If anybody that could tell Jerry Jones to stick it and stop,
yep,
it would be him. But
also a guy who doesn't have the cachet as a coach to say that. Jerry Jones knows he's hiring a guy as a first-time NFL head coach, and Deion Sanders knows.
I don't think
that
he wants to leave Colorado either. He's built something.
Maybe not. He's maybe not.
Not
you're
yet,
right.
yet.
But if you're going to leave for a job, Dallas Cowboys really are amongst the best coaching jobs that you can get in football, in pro football.
30 seconds.
Let's just keep going. Let's do an hour. This has been really let's
to
let's
be
see
continued.
Where it cuts off and say that, and we'll pick this up a couple down the road. Yeah, it's been a great show. Thanks for standing there, threatening to push buttons.
I will.
Do you want to do this maybe next week?
Yeah, maybe.
All right. Well, everybody, have yourself a pretty darn good weekend. I'm going to have a good one. Talk to you later. And bye.